They came down the pipe yesterday telling us we're going to be furloughed. I'm a D.C. employee.
Yeah,
government employee.
A few extra days off now, don't you?
Yeah, but that sucks.
All right, easy. Well, they got to balance the budget or something, right? You got, what, three or four days off, unpaid holidays? Is that how it works?
Okay, the rest of this year is a day right around Thanksgiving, a day right around Christmas.
So you just use it. Look on the bright side. You get some time off.
Yeah, but I would rather work and have the money.
I understand that, but think what you can do. You can have a party. Invite people over. What the hell? They're going to hand you a lemon, make lemonade out of it. Take a day off. Invite everybody over. You thank the mayor. Thank you, Flat Kelly. And you get down and put on some tunes. Huh? What do you think? Everybody brings a covered dish to share. Sounds good. What's that?
I was going to say it's okay, but if you're going to save money, how can you keep hiring people? Just keep hiring people.
I know, it's a crazy world we live in. That's why I say, let's pass out the bottle. I'm with Riggo. It's going to be a Crown Royal weekend.
It means it's Friday.
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That's what I would do. You know, you get three or four unpaid days. Take them off. Enjoy them. Hey. You know, the best thing to do is a forgotten art, because everybody just stares mindlessly at the TV. Tell stories. You know, that's what the geezers up there at Seizure World do all day long. They sit there in their little golf carts and they tell stories. Oh, they do take, like, little day trips, the old people. Aren't they coming to old? They organized the trip to the zoo. And all these old geezers are standing outside the gorilla cage. And one old woman is squinting at them, saying, what the hell are they anyway? And the zookeeper said, why, they're gorillas. Woman said, damn, I thought they were canasta players from the size of the calluses on their butts. Well, I was eating a panda dog. And I heard three geezers kind of talking. They wasn't interested in the animal. And old man said, you know what the worst sound I ever heard was? I was in World War II, and I jumped in this foxhole. Well, you know, a mortar come down, and the foxhole next to mine blew up right in there. And all them men yelling and screaming, that was the worst sound I ever heard. And the old man said, no, the old neighborhood I lived on used to border right on a big, busy highway, and one day a kid was trying to run across the street, and a bus hit him, and boom, I'll never forget the sound of that impact. Bam! That's the worst sound I ever heard. Well, the third old guy spat on the ground and adjusted his false teeth. He said, I'll tell you the worst sound I ever heard. Back in 1936, I was putting the stones to this woman lived down the block from me, tanning up, doing some of my best work, when I heard a key in the lock of the front door. The other geese are like, whoa, is that the worst sound you ever heard? He said, nope, it's worse. Still going, because I couldn't stop myself. And I hear the bedroom door squeak as it opened. And his buddy said, now that's got to be the worst sound you ever heard. Guy said, no. Hear me out on this. He said, her husband come in the room and grabbed my with an audible squish. His buddy said, that's got to be the worst sound you ever heard. Out. He said, no, the worst sound came then, when I heard her husband opening his buck knife with his teeth.
It's the Friday Fun Fest with the Grease Man on DC 101.